This message comes from NPR sponsor Progressive Insurance, where drivers who switch could save hundreds on car insurance. Get your quote at progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Windsor Johnston. Testimony in the criminal hush money trial of former President Donald Trump has ended for the day in New York City. Speaking outside of the courtroom, Trump blasted the gag order that was issued against him.
Gag order is totally unconstitutional. Can't even allow articles to be put in. As an example, these are articles that were over the last day and a half. They're very good articles. They say the case is a sham.
The judge held a hearing this morning to determine whether Trump violated the gag order, which prohibits him from verbally attacking witnesses, prosecutors, and others in the case. During the second day of testimony, prosecutors put former tabloid publisher David Pecker back on the stand to describe his role in efforts to kill potentially damaging stories about Trump and run negative stories about Trump's rivals ahead of the 2016 election. The head of the UN agency that aids Palestinians says there's been some improvements in getting aid into Gaza, but he says he's worried about a possible military offensive in Rafah. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
The head of UNRWA, Philippe Lazzarini, says there's a positive trend when it comes to getting aid into Gaza, and that needs to continue.
With such a flow of a truck, so we will certainly be able to mitigate and possibly even to reverse the looming famine.
But he says there is, in his words, deep anxiety about the possibility of a military offensive, which he says seems to be back on the table in Rafah in southern Gaza. He's also trying to convince donors to keep UNRWA afloat as Israel campaigns against the agency. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Tel Aviv.
Executives with United Health are now confirming that the company paid a ransom to cyber criminals to try to prevent theft and disclosure of private patient data. NPR's Jenna McLaughlin reports the company is still struggling with the fallout of the attack in February.
A previously little-known company called Change Healthcare was the victim of a criminal cyber attack in late February. What quickly became clear is the company, which facilitates digital payments between medical providers and insurance companies, is absolutely vital in the healthcare industry. In the early days of the outage, patients were sometimes unable to fill prescriptions, and doctors were unable to get paid. Some local pharmacies and providers are still struggling to recover from the damage. This week, Change Healthcare's parent company, United Health, said it paid a ransom in an attempt to prevent the cybercriminals from leaking patient data. However, it may not have worked, as what appears to be stolen medical data has started surfacing on dark websites. Jen McLaughlin, NPR News.
This is NPR News in Washington. Police in Paris are clearing out makeshift migrant camps from areas along the Seine River. Aid groups are calling the operation a, quote, campaign of social cleansing ahead of the Summer Olympics. More than two dozen teenage boys from West Africa were told to remove their tents and belongings from the area. Authorities are defending the move, saying it was carried out for security reasons. It's only been a week since college basketball star Caitlin Clark was drafted to the Indiana Fever. NPR's Rachel Treisman reports Clark is already making a considerable financial impact on the WNBA.
Clark's number 22 jersey sold out on the Fanatics website within an hour of her being selected as the first draft pick last Monday. It's the start of what's sure to be a highly watched season for the Fever. They will be the most televised team in the WNBA, which plans to nationally broadcast 36 of their 40 regular season games, a big jump from last year's 22. Demand to see Clark play in person is so high that both the Las Vegas Aces and the Washington Mystics are moving their games against the Fever to bigger stadiums to accommodate thousands of additional fans. Clark will make her professional debut next Friday when the Fever play the Dallas Wings in Texas. Rachel Treisman, NPR News.
Tech giant Google has fired at least 20 more employees who had protested the company's work with Israel. More than two dozen people were fired last week after demonstrations in California, Seattle, and New York. I'm Windsor Johnston, NPR News, in Washington.
Listen to this podcast sponsor-free on Amazon Music with a Prime membership or any podcast app by subscribing to NPR News Now Plus at plus.npr.org. That's plus.npr.org.